I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
The Terry and Jesse Show, Full Contact Catholic Radio. We are here not because of any political persuasions or any economic policies. We are here for one reason alone. We are soldiers of Christ, and we lift high the cross of Jesus Christ. We are reporting for duty. Terry, what about you?
I'm reporting for duty, sir, and I'm happy to. Even if this day is the day that President Trump leaves, I understand we had 4 years with him, and we pray for him. And you know what I'm doing today, Jess? I started a little prayer for the conversion of the new President Biden and Kamala Harris. And I want their conversion. I want them to get to heaven. But I also am aware of all the evils they're going to be bringing to our country. So we need to really pray hard for that. But today's program, before we get to the gospel, I just want to give you a teaser. We're going to be talking about an interesting article regarding the Fox News ratings crashing, trailing CNN. It's just interesting. We have our own take on that. Why is that happening? Also, we're going to take Father Chad Ripperger, a exorcist. He's going to give us the spiritual warfare on communism, about a four-minute segment there, and then we can chat about that. And then someone who I've met many times, Dennis Prager. He's Jewish. But, you know, 9 out of 10 times on topics, I agree wholeheartedly with him. He's got a good mind. And yes. He has a topic on capital siege wars was vile, he said, but the leftist suppression of free speech is worse. What does he mean by that? We'll talk about that. Also, the Parler CEO, John Matez, his family was forced in hiding due to death threats, security breaches. And just one more quick note. I have to respect a cardinal. There's a cardinal in Mexico out down in Guadalajara. His name is Cardinal Juan Sandoval. He said this. He's calling out the globalcrats for using COVID to implement world governments. Yes, he has to have a job on Virgin Most Powerful Radio because he's saying what we've been saying, but he happens to be a cardinal. We're just lowly lay people. But I just want to say God bless him. But I understand he's also been taken off social media because he's so outspoken. Is that true, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. That's not surprising either.
No.
Terry, also something else that we can expect more of this is that Joe Biden just picked a transgendered person today as the assistant health secretary.
Yeah, I saw that.
And and the trans, he's a man who thinks it's a woman. So this individual is encouraging COVID-safe orgies. So you can't go to church, but you could have a sexual orgy COVID safe if you follow the policies of the new assistant health secretary. Talk about diabolical disorientation.
Yeah.
Also, Joe Biden has promised to roll back all of President Trump's abortion pro-life legislation.
In Mexico.
He said, he says that we have a ton of work to do to undo the harm that Trump did the last 4 years in the pro-life issue. Also, there's a returntoorder.org, a friend of ours. He's got a petition that you can sign asking Cardinal Gregory to refuse communion to pro-abortion politicians. But I don't think that
not only that, Jesse, they gave communion to a Jewish person today. So this is just compromise to the Hill. And when we give you Fulton Sheen's quote, it's going to tie right into what you just said. But with all due respect, Jesse, about the returning back all the pro-life initiatives of President Trump, all the babies' lives that were saved because of what President Trump did, thank God. And I'm just going to say it as brutal as I can. Well, you change those laws, it's on the blood of those babies are on your hands. Sorry.
He's already got 47 years of blood.
That's
in his
right.
He's been a poly. Yeah.
That's right.
Terry, also want to just pray for Joe Scheidler. He just passed away. One of the greatest pro-life leaders, the godfather of the pro-life movement. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal rest granted to Joseph Scheidler, O Lord.
And
let your people shine upon him. May the soul of Joseph Scheidler, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Also, last thing I want to mention, yesterday,
yes,
President Trump, Terry, he honored Catholic saints.
That's
in the Garden of American Heroes.
Yes.
President Trump, he honored St. Catherine Drexel.
That's right.
St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, St. Junipero Sierra, St. John Newman, and Venerable Fulton Sheen. He honored them in the Garden of as American Heroes on his last official day, Terry.
And I'm glad you repeated that. I brought that up yesterday when you had the day you're doing your mission. And I also mentioned, Jesse, that President Trump has also given credence to the day January 22nd as the pro-life day, memorializing the unborn like no other president has. So before we get into all of this, if we can squeeze it all in, and don't forget, Father Charles Murr is going to be on tomorrow to talk about the breaking news about the Vatican ordering U.S. bishops to hold back the statements condemning the Biden's plan to pursue evil policies. We're not being told not to, but this is an amazing story that we'll talk more with Father Murr. But I do want to mention to you that before we do all of that, the greatest thing we can do is give you what we call soul food, the Bible. So let's get to the readings for today's Mass, Jess.
Terry, by the way, today's responsorial psalm reminds priests, no matter what happens to them, even if they leave the priesthood on their own and for whatever reason, mm-hmm. they are a priest forever in line of Melchizedek.
That's right.
So just that's the theology of the priesthood. The gospel today, Mark chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. That's the verse that jumps out. Those words jump out at me today and today's gospel. The hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Terry, the most important thing here of this entire verse, Jesus Christ, one of the things that he did to demonstrate that he was the Messiah, the Son of God, equal with the Father and the Spirit, was he would perform miracles, and he would perform them in his name.
Yeah.
Not like the prophets in the Old Testament. They performed miracles in the name of Yahweh. Jesus performed miracles in his name, demonstrating that he's one and the same with God the Father, who the Jews called Yahweh. But also, Terry, what scares me is we don't want to die with hardness of heart.
Yeah.
If you die with hardness of heart, that means in penitence, you go to hell. And there's many people at the time of Christ that remained hardened in their heart and never accepted him as a Messiah. And there's many people today, Terry, even Catholics in the church, that are fake Catholics that have a hardness of heart and do not bend their knee and surrender to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Mother Church. The takeaway point for the day is, don't live with a hard heart. Go to confession often and ask the Lord to take that heart of stone away and to give you a heart of flesh, Terry.
And Jesse, today's feast is St. Fabian, Pope and Martyr, and St. Sebastian, a martyr. So when you went to Mass, the priests had red vestments because of the blood they shed for their faith. And maybe this is a good day for us to really realize that maybe who knows what we're going to be called to do, but if we have to die for the faith, remember, we go straight to heaven. I just want to remind everybody, these martyrs, they don't take a stop in purgatory, Jess. Straight right to heaven.
Terry, you know what? This feast day is a perfect day for President Trump.
Absolutely.
It's fine. I'll tell you why, because St. Sebastian, he was shot with arrows. You could see
he was
a Roman soldier who defected. He started following Christ.
Yep.
And so he was shot by the Roman army. Guess what? He didn't die. Donald Trump is walking away from the White House right now, Terry, full of arrows. So, yes, it is. Full of spiritual arrows. St. Sebastian, they thought he was dead. He came back. He was found by a widow. And he was still alive. He recovered from his wounds. And he went back to confront the emperor. President Trump, he may be walking out with arrows like St. Sebastian, but he will confront his accusers one day, if not in this life, Terry, in the next life. St. Sebastian, pray for us.
Let's bring Bishop Sheen in real quickly because his comments... Oh, full Sheen ahead on that locomotive train. Here's what Bishop Sheen has to say, and it's appropriate for what Jess just mentioned. He says, if you do not live what you believe, you will end up believing what you live. So what does that mean? That means all of us, if we don't decide to go to church when we want to go, and we don't really care about the moral teachings, because you know what? I'm going to live an immoral life because I'm not living. I don't believe all this. And so that's what's happening in our culture right now. When we have 110 million people in our country with STD, sexually transmitted diseases, and we spend $16 billion a year taking care of people who cannot control their passions and who are not living what they should be believing. Why? Because they don't believe it anymore. You think those people who are living immoral lives believe the teachings of Christ? Most of them don't. Now, I'm hoping that we can bring them back by showing them, inform their conscience and say, repent, because there's no sin that even Biden can come back if he repents and believes in Christ and goes to confession. He's a Catholic. Let's pray that he opens his eyes. I would, you know, miracles, God's in the miracle business. Wouldn't it be amazing if somehow Biden, just like President Trump at one time was pro-abortion, Biden changes his whole view because of the prayers of us praying for his conversion, because the babies are counting on us, folks. Jesse, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about this ratings and what's going on with Fox, what's going on with CNN, what is happening in our country regarding people watching. I personally tell people to shut them all off right now. Because
that's what I've done for about 2 weeks.
It's going to be healthy for you. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's out of town, but he'll be back on Friday. But he's preaching a mission out there in the Midwest. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back with Father Chad Ripperger.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue collar Catholic radio. Terry, I'll tell you why Fox is tanking. I'll tell you why.
Yep.
Because all the networks, Terry, are left.
Yep.
Fox was the only network that ticked to the right. Most of the time, but now they've basically been gobbled up by the left. And so the only three people at night, you got some three conservatives at night, Tucker, Hannity, and Lori Ingram. And most of the network has gone left, and they've basically just caved in. They even turned their back on President Trump. They used to try to do an objective job. Now they've basically even went after him. And guess what? 74, 75 million people voted for President Trump, myself included.
Yep.
And this is why Fox is, their ratings are tanking. In fact, they trail CNN and MSNBC. That's all I have. They deserve it. That's all I have to say.
And that's the first time since 2000. Okay, Jess, hey, let's get Father Chad Ripperger in here to talk about spiritual warfare and communism, which is a common theme that we've been hitting. Mr. Engineer, can you play that clip?
In the Summa Theologiae of St. Thomas Aquinas, in the Secunda Secunda, which is the second part of the second part, question 75, we read about the sin of derision. So derision is derived from the word recens, which is from which we get the term ridicule. It's considered a sin in which through speech or laughter, we seek to shame someone else. In other words, we deride people in order to shame them, to lower them in other people's view. You see this, communists actually have, there's actually videos on YouTube about how the communists in China used to publicly shame people, publicly shame them. And this was all done in order to weaken their opposition and to make it look bad. And you see this even in the mainstream media. They'll laugh at people when in point, in fact, it's just a form of ridicule in order to deride them. Saul Alinsky, in his book Rules for Radicals, rule number 5, says ridicule is man's most potent weapon. In other words, you get people to ridicule someone else so that other people will laugh at him, and in that process, their view of the person has been diminished, and the person, and it becomes delightful to see the other person's perceived disorder or perceived problem. Demons will ridicule the exorcist. They do this from time to time. The possessed, they ridicule them as well. They will often incite someone to do something, then ridicule them for being so stupid and gullible. So in other words, they'll get a person to fall, and then they'll just laugh at them and talk about how stupid they are. Demons ridicule each other. That is, the higher demons will ridicule the demons below them. Other demons will ridicule and laugh at the other demons, but not in their presence, in the sense of not when they're paying attention to each other. That's only behind their back. Communists seek to shame others and will use laughter or comedy in a condescending manner about the defect, either real or imagined, of another. This is commonly seen in Hollywood right now. You see it in stand-up comedy. You see it, all over the place in the news media. It is ultimately done to lower the individual in the perceptions of others. So, in the past, ridicule was considered not part of polite society. Why? Well, because the church at least considered it is sinful, and nobody likes to be the object of ridicule. But this is one of the signs that you're dealing with a communist, is that he will try to demean people publicly or in the eyes of others. And not everybody who does that is a communist, but communists regularly try to demean or shame people in the eyes of others through ridicule.
What's going on here? Father Chad Ripperger, a renowned exorcist who uses the monastic Thomistic model of exorcism, he's giving a series of 47 lectures, or very short. Terry and me are trying to play one a day.
Yep.
Where he's going through the similarities again, because he's on the front line. He combats demons every week, different demons, multiple demons, generals, lieutenants, lower level demons. So he's been studying their behavior for 14 years and taking copious notes. What he's doing in these lectures is he's showing the behavior of demons, of fallen angels, and how similar it is to communists. Now, he's using the word communist, but that really applies, Terry, at this point, because it's just a code word for liberals, progressives, and Democrats. And exactly what he said about demons, the way they treat people and the way communists treat people, guess what, Terry? This derision, this whole thing, this is exactly what the media, comedians, and the Democrats did to President Trump for the last 4 years. And you know who else suffered derision as well and ridicule? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He knows what derision is all about. This is a diabolical communist tactic that we saw used in our country the last 4 years, Terry.
And Jesse, I think of what Bishop Sheen said about liberalism when he said there's no more dangerous word than liberalism, because to oppose it is the new unforgivable sin. So when we talk about liberalism and condemning it, you can't do that. And they're even shutting people off on social media, as you know, because of what's going on in our country. What Father Chad Ripperger is really doing too, Jesse, is he's pointing out in our culture right now that this is alive and well. We see it even today, yesterday. Yeah, you said for 4 years, but you know what, Jess? This kind of the rules for radicals, number 5, we're going to see that in the next 4 years go off and off. It'll be happening a lot. And we're going to expose this error and point out the truth, because we're not going to be quiet when these next 4 years come through, because we have to speak the truth in charity, because without speaking the truth, that's a sin of omission. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow when we're talking to Father Charles Murr regarding not standing up for the unborn. We have to do this. And yes, Father Ripperger is doing these programs because I think he realizes the our country and the world, communism is alive and well. And a lot of people have no clue that it's even, they go like, that didn't that happen back in the 1950s, Jesse? No. And didn't we knock out communism when Russia fell? No. It's alive and well.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else. Today, you can mark this day, and I said it. We are living today is the consequence of disobeying Our Lady of Fatima's message.
There you go.
From the top of the church to the lay people, we failed to live the Fatima message. Guess what we got January 20th? We've got communism entering into America under, of course, the euphemistic title of the Democrat Party. We have nobody to blame but ourselves, starting from the top of the church to the very bottom of the church. This is the consequences of disobeying the Queen Mother. We haven't lived the Fatima message, and here we are right now.
And I also add to that, Jesse, you're right, the Fatima message, but also we have not spoken out when we needed to. Silence is an acquiescence to evil. When you don't speak up for the truth, you're actually supporting that error. And I'm going to talk again with Father Murr about this tomorrow. But communism, if we don't speak up right now, we're going to be, I mean, we see it happening. Our rights are being taken away as we speak at this moment, Jesse. Legislation is being proposed to take away many of our rights as a free country.
By the way, Joe Biden put his hand on the Douay Rheims Bible, in case you're wondering.
I heard, yep.
The Douay Rheims, that's the old Catholic Bible.
That's six.
Terry, this entire thing about deriding your enemy, the political origins of this, well, this comes from communism. This comes from the writings of Rules for Radicals, but it was implemented in Berkeley back in 1964. In Berkeley, there is a fallen away Catholic by the name of Mario Savio at the University of Berkeley. In 1964, he started what's called the Filthy Speech Movement. It's basically where he started teaching people in Berkeley, this young college rabble-rouser, who, by the way, he called himself a pure Jeffersonian Democrat. That's the way he identifies himself. The Filthy Speech Movement, him and a bunch of the other nine other students from Berkeley, they started pushing back and saying, hey, we can use filthy speech in colleges. They would sit down with signs across their chest on campus, on the student union, with the F word and other words. And they were doing this in opposition of the college faculty, who at that point still had some sense of culture and some sense of decency. Well, these nine students, starting with Mario Savio, pushed back to the point where Berkeley University caved in, and this was the birth of getting in the face and using ad hominem attacks against your enemies, Terry.
Yeah, and Jesse, that also went right into with the police background that you have. There's no respect for authority, and that really started with that. And because it wasn't stopped then, it went right into the families. I see that all the time. I'm, as a realtor, would go into homes all the time, and I would see kids talking disrespectful to their parents, and the parents would just take it. Like, oh, yeah, he's my friend, so he can talk to me like that. This is what's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry, I'm going to tell you, everybody, all of us, myself included, everything that comes out of your mouth, you're going to pay for. Matthew 12, 36 and 37. Jesus says, and I say this to anybody who's using these ad hominem attacks, anybody who's using filthy speech, anybody who's lying against their politics, just openly deriding your enemies and with false accusations. Jesus says in Matthew 12, 36, I tell you, on the day of judgment, that's your particular judgment, men will render account for every careless word they utter. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. I feel sorry, Terry, for people who are paid liars in politics because they're using their mouth for very wicked things. James chapter 3, verse 6 and 10 says, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members. The tongue stains the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature. And the tongue is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of the deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who are made in the image and likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing, my brethren. This ought not to be so. Let me tell you something that Father Ripperger says about this passage. Father Chad Ripperger says, the person who blesses and curses God with the same tongue attracts evil spirits. An evil spirit is attracted to the tongue that blesses and curses God.
Wow.
Terry.
Jesse, just to remind everybody, if you still want to get a copy of that Spiritual Warfare Conference over the weekend, go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Hey, when we come back, our friend Dennis Prager talking about the Capitol siege was vile, but the left's suppression of free speech is worse. Let's talk about that here on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. I like to say we're too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, we'd be billionaires. I just got told by my engineer Jesse's connection went down. He is going to be coming back up.
It's back up. Hey, it's back up now.
Okay, Jess. Let's talk about Dennis Prager's Capitol siege was vile, he said. I agree. But the left's suppression of free speech is even worse. Let's talk about that.
Terry, it's the same thing as the last segment. We're talking about people's speech is something sacred. It's so sacred.
Yeah.
You know how sacred speech is? Think about this. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Or as Father John Carapi says, of good memory, he says, God the Father spoke one word and it became incarnate and became flesh. The word is so powerful,
that's right,
Terry,
that's right,
that the second person of the Trinity is called the Logos, Word, who became a man. And so this is something that's enshrined even in our Constitution. And this is something that Dennis Prager is warning us that violence is horrible. We get that. And by the way, Terry, it's still up for investigation as to there's a lot of evidence demonstrating that it was Antifa, Black Lives Matter, dressed as Trump supporters that were leading the charge in the Capitol. So again, there was, I'm sure there was a lot of Trump supporters that were
that
were the tip of the spear.
Sure.
It's a combination, okay?
Yep.
But what's worse than idiots going and storming the Capitol is the suppression of free speech. Prager says, you know, these some of these media personalities against some conservatives and China hawks, who they accuse of being much more concerned about denouncing censorship and curtailment of freedom of speech rather than criticizing the Capitol riot. Prager says that while Prager denounced last Wednesday's, what happened in the Capitol, he says it did not threaten the U.S. nearly as much as the suppression of free speech. The whole point of America was freedom, and the left is oppressing the greatest feature of the United States. Prager says, what threatens the country? A foolish, stupid, wrong-headed, vile attack on the Capitol, which reopened for business within hours, versus the ongoing suppression of free speech. It's not the same. It's not symmetrical. He says there's no comparison. Again, the disgusting events of January 6th do not threaten this country nearly as much as the suppression of free speech does, Dennis Prager said. And Terry, I'll tell you, phase one of the suppression of free speech, in my take, in my mind, is wear a mask. Everybody's got to cover their mouth. Terry, that's what kidnappers do.
Yep.
That's what terrorists do. That's what the cartels do. That's what human, slave sex traffickers do. They gag their victim's mouth. So phase one of these globalists, these elitists, was gag our mouth. And phase two now is let's take it a step further and let's suppress their ability for a free speech. Terry,
and
go
Jesse,
ahead.
He said that they're using this January 6th event as an excuse. See, they're using it to say, you see, we can't let these conservative people be on the internet. For example, Parler was taken down. It's a perfect example that because they took him off the Amazon Web Service. And Parler is now suing them, okay? And this is so amazing that in the last 100 years, we haven't had anything like this in 100 years. And he says that instead, this case about Parler demonstrates an unwillingness and inability to remove from the servers of Amazon website content that threatens public safety, such as by inciting and planning rape, torture, assassinations, named public officials and private citizens, the company said. Jesse, I can't believe this. This is what's so inconsistent. You've got the now Vice President Kamala Harris saying things about Black Lives Matter should continue to riot and burn things down. And they say that's OK. See, the narrative here is if you're conservative, then you can't speak in our country. But if you are a liberal, you have a more of a progressive term, then you can get away with anything. Example, our vice president now of the United States, she's promoting violence and nobody says a word. We played that last week on our show, Jess.
Yeah, Terry, by the way, again, the evidence continues to suggest that these anti-Trump infiltrators, BLM and Antifa, that they actually infiltrated this peaceful protest and they were dressed with MAGA hats.
Yep.
And they attacked the Capitol to make Trump supporters look violent. And guess what? Mission accomplished.
Very clever.
It was clever, Terry, because the mainstream media continues to repeat this false narrative that Trump supporters attacked the Capitol building.
Yep.
They keep saying that to this present day.
Right.
And again, it goes back to Nazism.
Yep.
If you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth. And right now, since they control the levers of power in social media, by the suppression of truth, they're just going to repeat propaganda and lies. And guess what? If you hear it over and over again, low-information Americans are going to believe it's true.
You know, Jesse, I can't forget seeing pictures this past summer where I think it was $4 trillion of damage being done to, like, Portland and San Francisco and other cities. And you'd see the liberal news people say, "We're here," and behind them, the police cars are being burned down. The buildings
police
are on fire.
Police stations being burned.
Yeah, and they're saying, these guys really are just peaceful, really, generally, just peaceful people. Here comes something. Okay, thank you. All right, we got a question from Daniel San Bernardino. Jess, let's bring Daniel. He's a good man. He's been on.
Sure, yeah.
Daniel, absolutely. Come on. You're on with Terry and Jesse. What's on your mind, brother?
How are you guys? How you been?
We're blessed, Daniel. What's on your mind, brother? Hit me.
I wanted to call today because I had a little situation at my daughter's school today.
Yeah.
My wife called me, and you know how they're doing the virtual classes?
Sure.
She said that my oldest daughter, which is 11, was watching the speech from President Biden.
Sure.
So I just felt that for that age, my daughter shouldn't be watching politics at all, even if it's a little speech.
Okay.
So I did contact the teacher, and I sent her a message saying that, you know, in the future, I just don't want my daughter to be involved in any kind of politics. And, you know, because I don't think it's beneficial for my daughter to watch that. So she replied back saying that it's a school policy. The curriculum involves, you know, history, presidents, and the speeches. But I just felt that with the current situation that's going on right now, I didn't want my daughter to be listening to, the hate dividing the country, you know, and all the things that are going on. So I just wanted to ask you if I did right by contacting the teacher and letting her know that.
Yeah, the only thing I would have said, Daniel, I'll let Jesse respond. My question would have been 4 years ago, did you have that same policy, yes or no? And you know what
of
they most
not.
Likely
yeah.
would have said? No, because it was Donald Trump. Okay, now you just got exposed. You just exposed them for their political problem. Yeah. Go ahead, Jess. What's your thought?
Okay, my friend, I'm going to share something with you that's pretty common knowledge. Our schools are
left
all liberal institutions that promote basically liberalism, progressive thought, and Marxism. So that doesn't surprise me. That's the United States of America right now. This happened in Mexico in 1917. Socialism hit Mexico then. It started hitting us in 1971, but now it's full throttle. So I'm just saying, this is our public school education. This is this. They're not going to back off.
Nope.
They run the Marxist liberal progressive run our public schools. Now, did you do the right thing according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church? Absolutely. Catechism teaches that you and your wife are the primary educators of your children.
Right.
So the fact that you voiced your concern, you did the right thing. And at least your teacher knows that there's one parent there that's basically, concerned about their child's education. So you did the right thing as a Catholic. But again, that's what happens. We're when we send our kids to Caesar's schools, we're going to get Caesar's education. That's just the way it is. You got to dismantle it when you get home by teaching them the truth and teaching them the Catholic faith and making sure that they're involved in a life of prayer. Terry?
And Daniel, one more quick note. I know not everybody can do homeschooling, but I got to believe now, Jesse and Daniel, that homeschooling
that's going to explode.
It is going to explode because who wants to be in these public schools constantly fighting them over our Catholic faith and over morals? So I would say there's a lot of, if you need networks of homeschooling, contact me, Daniel. My number is 661-972-7872. I'll put you in touch with some of my homeschooling friends. And they're actually doing, they're doing work also with families. And it's not like, you're on your own. So we'll I think that's a serious option for most of us today.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Yes.
Well, God love you and persevere. You're a good dad. I want you to know that.
Absolutely.
Standing up. And don't forget, Daniel, to bless your children every day.
That's right.
This is another protection that you can give your kids. Am I right, Jess? I mean, this is
absolutely
incredibly important.
All you men that are listening to me every single day, even if you're doing it in the presence of your children, raise your right hand. That's a symbol of patriarchal authority that you've been given by virtue of your office.
Yep.
And say, I bless you to your kids, even if they're not here and they're in school. I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then also add, and Lord God, protect them from any evil spirits. Amen. Every single day, you men, raise your right hand in the air over your kids, either in their presence or even if they're gone away in school, and say, I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and make the cross with your hand in the air, and then say, and Lord God, deliver them from any evil spirits. Amen. Guys, that gives your kids protection throughout the day, and it's a powerful method that the church has given us to keep our children protected from the diabolical. And there is diabolical in these public schools.
And Jess, I know people can get your book, but here's another book, Deliverance Prayers for the Family. This is a book I pray every morning for my family, and I'd encourage you to do the same. And I think it is even on the internet too, these prayers. Hey, when we come back, Jess, not only are we going to talk about John Martz from the Parler CEO, but we want to give you hope at the end about where our hope lies, not in this world, but in the next.
That's right.
You're listening to The Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Welcome back to The Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Saint Sebastian, pray for us. Terry, there's the Parler CEO, John Matzy.
Yep.
He's gone into hiding with his family after receiving death threats, according to a new court filing. He had to leave his home and go into hiding with his family after receiving death threats.
Terrible.
About people that were, because he filed a case versus Amazon.
Yep.
And so he was receiving death threats and invasive personal security breaches. Parler sued Amazon Web Services because the company refused to continue working with the social media company. Why? Because they're conservative. That's why. And this is just another way of censorship.
Yep.
So Parler went offline on January 11th as a result of Amazon cutting them off. But they came back, thanks be to God, on the 17th with a message from their CEO. So they've been back on for a few days now. And Amazon asked the court a day later to redact the names and job titles and descriptions from court documents. Apparently, Parler won. And the fact is that District Judge Barbara Rothstein granted the motion, she said that Amazon and its employees have demonstrated a well-founded concern for the safety and security of their employees based on threatening and violent content. Oh, okay. So the judge ruled alongside with Amazon. Parler lost. So it looks like Parler's has gone. It says Parler's new filing. Lawyers said the company's employees have been harassed and threatened. Many Parler employees are suffering harassment and hostility, fear for their safety and that of their families, and in some cases had to flee their home. And again, the CEO went into hiding because of this highly charged nature of the times that we're living in right now, because of the elections and all the polarization in our society. So Matzy told Fox News this week that he'd been targeted by a hacker group called UG Nazi. They published a street address. They threatened to come to his front door. And the group didn't respond to an inquiry by Epoch Times. It looks like if Parler is going to go with, I'm not sure, Terry, who.
Well, here's what, recognizing the highly charged nature of this public and polarizing dispute, what Parler wishes to protect the privacy of those employees, now whether they're from Parler or Amazon, whose names or personal information appear in the documents on which Parler relies, the filing stated. See, basically, what we're trying to do here is not give people an opportunity to cause problems with people that are on this document and go to their homes and do violence to them. It's just, you know, to me, it's common sense. We shouldn't be giving people's addresses out. That's my take on that. Hey, Jesse, just a quick note. Richard just brought this in. New York, finally, law enforcement wants to say, oh, hey, we got Chris in New York. Oh, yeah, I think we had Chris before. He's in New York. He just wants to give a shout out to say hi to Jesse. I guess it's on the internet here. So anyhow, Jess, you got so many police officers all over the country who love to hear from you. So Chris said hi. All right. Very good.
Awesome.
But Jess,
Terry,
go ahead.
What's happening right now, Terry, reminds me once again of that movie 1984.
It's going back. Okay? Yep.
It's coming back. It was written by George Orwell in the 40s.
Yep.
Yeah. The book 1984, it's about the government's gone totalitarian.
Yep.
And and the only reason that the government can become totalitarian is because of modern science and technology. Because that's what happened in 1984. It was through science and technology that the government started controlling the thoughts of the people and the speech of the people. And in that movie 1984, it was a crime even to think certain things. And so in 1984, you have the Big Brother, which is the government, and then you have they call them the proles are just the rank and file, the blue collar people. And that's what we're seeing right now, Terry. We're seeing right now a totalitarian government emerging in America. And just like in the movie 1984 in the book, it's only possible to control people because of modern science and technology.
Yes.
That's exactly it.
Hey, Jesse, let me interrupt you. Chris is actually on the line. I misunderstood the note. Let's get Chris jump in on this conversation. Chris, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. You're talking to Jess Romero.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. Hey, I just wanted to call because I was telling your screener, you know, I'm a little embarrassed. I've been listening to Catholic radio for a long time.
Yeah.
And I found your show a couple months ago, and I go, oh, gee, these are two guys that are cut from the same cloth here that I'd love to say hello to. And, you know, just say to Jesse specifically that I'm in law enforcement, and you know what? It's really tough to keep the faith out there with, you know, what we do and, unfortunately, sometimes the people we work with. So I just wanted to say hello. And
I hear you. Yeah, you're outnumbered, brother, but remember, there's other guys out there. You got to find those like-minded cops that think like you because they are out there, okay, even though they're a minority. Yeah. And also remember this, that you're not alone, okay? Even if you and me would be stuck in the deepest federal prison and solitary confinement, our Lord Jesus Christ is with us. We're never alone. The Lord Jesus Christ, Our Lady, the angels and saints, this cloud of witnesses. We never travel alone. We got fellow travelers. And so just remember that any man united with the Lord Jesus Christ and his celestial court of heaven, that's an army of one.
Amen. Amen. All right. I couldn't have said any better. That's for sure. So hey,
that's right.
Anytime you guys are out east, I'm calling from Buffalo, New York. I'd love to host you. Hopefully, when this COVID stuff calms down, we can maybe have you out for a speaking engagement and
absolutely
for some Buffalo wings.
Hey, okay. You got it.
Hey, go to my website. Shoot me an email. Give me your contact information. We'll make it happen. Go to jesseromero.com. We'll make it happen. All right, brother.
Thanks, Chris. God love you.
Thank you for your service, man. Be safe out there. Hey,
thank you.
Watch your six and keep your head on a swivel.
That's it. Exactly. Words to live by.
You got it.
That's right.
Thanks.
Amen.
Hey, Jesse, in these final minutes here, I want to give people hope in Jesus Christ. What you just said to that policeman is that you got a guardian angel. You got, you know, you're not alone out there. And many people have texted me today saying they feel so depressed about this day. And I get it. I get it. You know, there's some things that are going on in our country that we're like, wow, look at all the things that are going to happen now. But just remember the kingship of Christ, that Jesus Christ is king, no matter who is the president of the United States. Yes,
Terry, I think number one, the best thing, the two chapters I would recommend, here's your spiritual direction for the day for everybody who's listening. I would recommend that you read Hebrews chapter 11. That gives us a list of many of the, what I would call the all-stars, the saint all-stars, what I would call the hall of fame for the saints. And it tells us how they lived and a lot of them how they died. And they died expecting the promise. A lot of them never saw the promise of Jesus Christ yet. They died in anticipation. They died martyrs, and they died with courage and valor. Remember that Hebrews chapter 11, every single one of us, we have to remember that planet Earth is no picnic. In fact, planet Earth is the battleground. Planet Earth is a training camp to make saints. Planet Earth is like a boot camp. Planet Earth is like an academy. Planet Earth is like a gym. And the fact is, we have to grind it out. We got to use what Dan Schneider calls smash mouth Catholicism. Pray even when it hurts. Does it feel good? No, it doesn't feel good, but do it anyway. It's called smash mouth Catholicism. Terry, do you remember that cartoon? I'm going to date myself.
Okay.
There was a cartoon on television 40 years ago. Yeah. It was this little critter called Vavoom. He had a big mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And he would open his mouth and he'd like blow holes through mountains. It's a Vavoom.
Right.
That's what I call smash mouth Catholicism. Pray three times a day, especially as Catholic men. We have to order our lives, order our faith life, order our intellect. Pray morning, midday, and evening. That's called smash mouth Catholicism. That's called Vavoom. And as a Catholic, we need fraternity. Even women do. Find like-minded Catholics.
Exactly.
Find other Roman legionaries that think just like you. Because remember, the Bible calls us soldiers of Christ, soldiers of Christ. And the third thing that we need, again, we need ritual in prayer, morning, midday, and evening. We need fraternity. Find like-minded people. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. And the third thing that we need is called constancy. Constancy. What does that mean? It means faithfulness. Faithfulness to your state in life.
Right.
You as a Catholic man, as a Catholic woman, you're called to be faithful where you're at, be holy, and evangelize in your state in life. So here's what we all need. Ritual in prayer.
Yep.
Okay? Smash mouth Catholicism. Fraternity and fellowship. And we need constancy and fidelity in our state in life. Terry, take
well
it away.
Said, and personal growth in the spiritual life, folks, is an apostolic activity. Silent prayer should then and always be seen in the context of the universal church. Hey, folks, your prayers are helping the entire church. Remember what Our Lady said at Fatima, just mentioned Fatima. She said this, that souls are going to hell because there's no one there to pray and make sacrifices for them. That's our job. We want to help as many people get to heaven as possible. So how do we do that? Just we live in the state of grace. We live in the present moment. We do our daily duty well. We say our prayers. We get to the sacraments as often as we can. We read our Bible. We call it the five stones of King David. We make reparation for the sacrileges that are going on. And today at that Mass in Washington, D.C., there were sacrileges going on with Holy Communions to non-Catholics. But you know what? We're not in management. We're in sales. What do? We make reparation for those things, Jess, because that's what we need to do to help people find Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
Read Revelation chapter 19.
We win, baby.
That's the chapter that describes the victory of Christ, the social kingship of Christ.
Amen.
It's a complete wipeout. Christ is coming back. Christ has died. Check that off the box. Christ is risen. Check that off the box. Christ will come again. That's the only thing we're waiting for. We as Catholics win. So what are we called to do? We're called to be great saints, like Jim Caviezel says. We are called to be great saints. Don't miss the opportunity. Set yourselves apart from this corrupt generation and be the saints that you were made to fit in. You were born to stand out.
Absolutely.
And if you're breathing and if you got two legs, you're called to holiness.
And don't forget, you can get the Spiritual Warfare Conferences talks that Dan and Jesse did over the weekend by going to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call us at 877-526-2151. Up next, Matt Arnold will be here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thanks again for all your support. You know, some people say, Terry, Jesse, why don't you really tell me what we think? Well, you know what? We do that every day because we love you, our listener, and we want to see you in heaven along with the rest of your family. That's the only reason we do this. May God richly bless you. And as I say, full sheen ahead at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Tomorrow, Father Charles Murr is going to talk about some interesting topics about the Vatican and the Bishops Conference in America and President Biden. You won't want to miss that tomorrow on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you. Full sheen ahead. God love you.